The following is the Be Our Guest podcast live show that was originally recorded on Sunday night, March 15th, 2015. During this live show, we took lots of great calls from all around the world, and we discussed topics such as the future of the area where the Richard Petty driving experience is now located, now that Disney has announced that that will close at the end or middle of summer. We also talked about what the promotion of Tom Staggs and the Disney Company means for all of us Disney fans, and much more. So we love taking your calls, and we want you to be a part of the next Be Our Guest podcast live show, and that's going to come your way on Sunday night, March 15th at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, right here on MagicalMouseRadio.com. As always, we thank you so much for your support of our podcast. Thanks for always taking the time to listen, and we hope that you're having a great Thursday. And again, enjoy today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to the February 2015 Be Our Guest Podcast live show. This is Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com from a snowy St. Louis, Missouri. Yes, the snow has finally arrived in the Midwest. We are going to have a good time tomorrow in the snow, and I know our friends up east are having enough of it. So maybe this will bring it to the Midwest, and you guys can dig out of your 8 feet of snow or whatever you got. You guys got the lucky end of the stick this year. So
I guess.
So we're here for the next hour taking your calls, talking Disney. Lots to talk about tonight. We'll also talk a little bit about March Madness, which we're getting overwhelming response for. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Your chance to host the Be Our Guest podcast and just have a good time talking Disney. But don't forget, tonight's show brought to you by the good folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. The next time you're looking to head to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or sail on the Disney Cruise Line, work with one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less. So check them out tonight over at themagicforless.com. All right, well, let's get the ladies introduced, because I was talking to Ricky before we started recording. No kidding. I think I'm having an allergic reaction here. I'm starting to wheeze and everything else. I had some chicken salad, and I think I'm dying here. So
need to shoot him with an EpiPen. I'm just saying here.
I'm like struggling, but I think I'll make it through the show. But joining us from a Disney World After All.com, she blogs over at touringplans.com and puts out the Magically Speaking e-newsletter. Your friend and mine, we have Ricky. What's up, Ricky?
I'm ready with the EpiPen.
I'm serious, man. It's in my backpack upstairs. It's about 50 strides away.
Oh, I can't even. No, I just let me know if you need help, Mike.
I will.
I'll text your wife.
If all this, yeah, she's a cheerleading with Mallory, so.
Oh no! That so makes it more difficult.
This could be fun.
Awesome.
So what's going on down Atlanta? I know that I'm submitting the information here for the radio station.
You know
so
what? It is. It's cold here. But it's supposed to like rain / sleet / snow tomorrow, which will be fun, but we'll see how it goes. And had a great weekend, actually. It's been a good one, so that's good. Had a good Valentine's Day. For those who don't follow me on Twitter or Facebook, I got an Apple TV, which has been fun to play with. So
heck yeah, Magical Mouse Radio on the big screen.
It totally has been playing all over. Thank gosh for mirroring. Like, oh, that's been the best thing ever, is mirroring. If you guys don't know what it is, like, research it, and you'll understand. It's how I play. I'm able to play Magical Mouse Radio. So
it's pretty simple. You just play it through your iDevice, whether it's an iPhone, an iPad, even an iPod Touch, and there's a little button there that says AirPlay. It's like a little rectangle with an arrow pointing out of it, and it'll right to your TV.
Absolutely. It's super easy. So it's perfect.
All right. And also joining us from down in the Sunshine State, where it's chilly, but there's still no 8 feet of snow. And even our 6 to 10 that we're supposed to get tonight, we have Debbie from MakingMagicAndMemories.com. Happy Sunday night, Deb.
Hey, happy Sunday night, everybody. Yes, I'm jealous. I mean, I know I don't have to shovel snow, but I really would like to see some of that little white powdery stuff here. That would be so cool. But we are supposed to get a little bit cooler weather. Of course, I know from the Northeast, it's not the same, but it's supposed to be, I think, back down in the 30s again this week. So I'm loving it. I am loving this weather. This is great.
That sounds horrible. That sounds horrible.
No, it's wonderful. I really love that stuff.
Well, you know, hey, it takes all kinds. And, you know, oops, and Masao's hearing music. Is anybody else hearing music in the chat room? Again, we are chatting friendfeed.com/beourguestmike. So drop, I think everybody's hearing us, it seems like. So yeah, Masao just reconnect there. Well, I guess if she's not hearing us, that's kind of hard, but I'll put it in the chat room there.
Yeah.
So drop by our chat room. Lots of friends over in the chat room, friendfeed.com/beourguestmike. And we're going to get to the calls here in just one second. Let me just double check this. If anybody, let me just put this in here real quick. So, Ricky, what is the Speedway going to become? We're going to talk about that tonight. My money's on a parking lot.
My money's on a parking
lot,
too.
What's up with that?
Yeah, my money is on parking lot. I have a feeling that they are going to just completely demolish it. And, you know, I've heard a few things about maybe they'll have another entryway. Into the Magic Kingdom from there. So, my money is on at least, at the very least, a parking lot. So, expansion.
Like thing.
I know. And Debbie, you know, she's the only one who's done the stupid thing out of all of us. So.
It's fun. I can't believe it. I mean, were they just not making enough money? That's one of my questions. I mean, were they just not pulling in the dollars? It's all about the money.
Well, it could be, you know, that could very well be a part of it because of the fact that, you know, if you think about it, the Speedway really, it has a very small market, I think, and a lot of people don't think about it as well. So, you know, I think that had a lot to do with it, and they try to do some things within the past couple of years to enhance people's desire to use the facility. You know, they did the exotic cars, which has been something that they tried, and they've done junior ride-alongs, which they have cars that resemble cars from the movie Cars. So, cars. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And Jen asked if it's connected to the parking lot, and I believe, like, for the most part, it is because you drive past it when you're pulling into the Magic Kingdom into the TT
right.
parking lot. So yeah, it's right there. So yeah.
And just for the chat room, Pam is not here because it is 0 degrees in Pittsburgh, relayed by John Anchor in our chat room.
Yes.
That's why it's too cold for her to podcast. Now she may join us in a little bit. But you know, Dennis in the chat room brings up a good point. Our good friend from Indiana there, he says, you know, possibly maybe a flyover to get the buses out of the Magic Kingdom quicker, because no kidding, you know, going to the Magic Kingdom isn't bad. Like, you get there pretty quick. You bus past the Contemporary, pull in, bam, you're right there. But leaving the Magic Kingdom, you know, where you got to just go out and snake around the Polynesian and out by, you know, the golf course and around the racetrack, that takes quite a bit. You know, if you're going out to, like, you know, the Epcot area.
Right. Yeah, that does take a while. So.
That's a good point.
So
yeah,
who knows? Yeah, but, you know, they did say that it had something to do with, like, upgrading transportation. So when I thought of that, I thought parking lot. So we'll see.
Yep. That's the first thing I think a lot of people thought. Was.
Which is a shame, you know.
Even this weekend, you know, I saw online that the Magic Kingdom parking lot was closed to all guests. So, but the Magic Kingdom was still open. So I, you know, they, with the new Fantasyland and all the extra expansion room they have, they probably just need the extra space for more cars. I mean, let's be honest. So
to be honest, I'm not a NASCAR fan. It's something that I try to get into. Like, my in-laws love it. You know, everybody over there watches it on Sundays and stuff, but you know, I'm not a car racing fan. And so it's like a waste to me. Like, I will never go there. So I'm not really hurt. But
right.
I know some people are.
It was just fun for the experience. You know, to be able to ride in a NASCAR like that. I mean, how often do you really get to do that? And that was the cool part of it. They also had the video of you inside the car, and then they had a picture of you, and it was a gorgeous plaque that you have with your picture on it. So by the time you get through with the ride, I mean, they had this thing down where they had your plaque basically almost ready to go. I mean, everything was just like gorgeous. So I really like that part. It's something I always look at, and I think how cool that was. And, you know, but you know, again, was there really a big market for it? That's the big question mark.
Yep.
Right.
And the chat room's on fire. Again, join us in the chat room, friendfeed.com/beourguestmike. More people in there tonight than I think we've ever had. And Mark, a good friend up in Chicago, mentions that rumor has that they might build a north entrance, make a parking lot, because they need more parking to tie everything together. So
right, which I can easily see.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
I see that too.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, the number is 407-413-9395. And O'Brien's been trying to get in here, but we've been yakking. So give us a holler back there, Brian. He's down from snowy Springfield, Missouri. And here he is joining us to lead off the show. Brian, how's it going tonight?
Mike, it's cold.
We need cold for snow.
It's cold. Hey, I got to share this with you. My, I just sat down. My lovely wife is busy watching the Saturday Night Live special.
I know. I can't wait to watch that. I'm recording it right now. So, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it'll be pretty good. But I told her, I said, listen, I'm going to be listening to the Be Our Guest podcast show. Have a daughter who's working till 8 o'clock. Just got settled in. Started calling. Got the everything going. And I get a knock on the door. And my wife says, our daughter's going to be picked up now.
Oh, no.
So I said, listen, I'm going to go ahead and I'll just make my call on the way. I wanted to just share a few things. I won't hopefully keep you too long. First off, and Mike was kind of aware of this, and probably some of you others might follow me on Twitter. I actually was taking my son back to college ahead of the weather, and so I had a lot of time by myself on the way back home. And so I listened to nothing but Beer Guest podcast.
Hey, nothing better.
And it was fantastic. I got five of them in one trip.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Yeah. But I want to tell you guys something. I went and I looked back. I joined the boards originally July 27th, 2009. And I have to say, ever since about that time, you all have been a near daily part of my world. And I cannot thank you guys enough for what you do and how you do it. So I wanted to get that out there and say thank you so much. I'm looking forward to the years to come.
Well, Brian, let me jump in there and just say something to that because, you know, we started the show in 2008, so you've been there really since the beginning. And, you know, and I mentioned this on Wednesday's show, with the passing of my grandma this past couple of weeks now, you know, at the funeral, I had so many texts and calls and direct messages and everything from everybody in the community. And it really goes to the point that this is more than just like, oh, it's like a hobby or it's like, you know, a side thing. It's like something we do occasionally to escape the real world. This is my reality. You know, you guys are my true friends, and I just wanted to again thank everybody for, you know, taking me in and lifting me up when, you know, in a really sad time. So this is exactly, you know, you guys are a part of our life just as much, so we thank you.
Absolutely. Well, we're glad to be part of it. A couple things I wanted to bring out quickly. One, my son informed me today, because he follows this kind of thing, that Big Hero 6 is now the third
most successful
Walt Disney Studios animated film, only behind Frozen and Lion King. I think that says a lot.
Really?
Yes. And if my son, and if my son is listening, I also wanted to say bada la da la da la. So, I've walked around the house doing that for the last probably 2 weeks. That and walking around saying I am not fast, to which my wife says, "Yes, I can see that." So I thought I'd,
that's so awesome.
Thought I'd share that with you. Also, I wanted to tell you just a quick story, but before I do, when I hang up here or when I'm done, I'd like you to comment on the promotion of Tom Staggs to Chief Operating Officer and what you think that means for the future of the parks, seeing as he is head of the parks right now, and traditionally the individual who ends up Chief Operating Officer usually steps into the big role, you know, next. Like when Bob Iger retires, it'll probably be Tom Staggs. So, love to hear your thoughts on that. And I got to share this one quick story, and I promise I'll shut up after that. But a week ago, Friday, I just gotten off work, and my wife says, "Listen, I got a little bit of a headache. I'm going to kind of lay down for a little while." She sent me a text message, and she says, "If you want." And for those who don't know, she's a school nurse at a local school here where we live. She says, this certain group, and we have a group of, I don't even know what they're called. They're called the Kilties. It's basically, it's kind of hard to describe. It's sort of like a dance slash marching slash something other. Anyway, they've been around since the school's been around, over 100 years kind of thing. It's kind of cool. But she said they're having a silent auction tonight. And she said, they got this and they got that. But one item of note that she might be interested in, they're giving away 4 one-day park hoppers to Walt Disney World. Huh. And I thought, okay, ooh, I'm tired. It's Friday. I'll just go look.
Right.
And so I went. And these things are valued at about $160 each, for, and there were four of them. So there's, you know, there's a little bit of money involved in that.
Right.
Anyway, so long story short, I get there. Only one person's bid on them. They bid $75. I thought, okay, why not? So I went ahead and I wrote my bid on there. And then I kind of hung back, you know, trying to see if anybody else was going to get my deal. Because why wouldn't it be? I mean, I'm wearing an Epcot shirt and a Mickey Mouse Club hat. I think it's a dead giveaway that this guy's probably interested. So anyway, I said all that to say a couple other people came and bid, including one lady who walked up to me and said, hey, I see your bid begins me. And she elbowed me. And I said, well, there's a lot of nice things here. And to make a long story short, auction's about over. I kind of watched a few people, come over and sign the sheets. Again, it's a silent auction kind of thing. And so they signed it. I signed it. And I went over, and there were two separate clipboards in two separate parts of the room. So I thought, this is going to be a little bit of a challenge. So I went and threw up what I thought would be a really good bid with 1 minute left on one of them. And I walked over to the other table and got ready to fill that one out, got a good look, and noticed that nobody was going to come beat my bid on the first one. So there was two of them right there. They are getting ready to close the auction. The woman says, okay, the auction's over. Put your pens down. One of the women who was bidding against me looked at me and said, well, auction's over. I guess you just lost, and then wrote in her bid, which I could not believe. She cheated.
Oh, my gosh.
So and I thought, well, and I called my wife and said, well, listen, I think we got two of them, but the other two, here's what happened. She said, you go over and talk to that girl.
Yeah.
The one who's running the auction. So I did. And to make a long story short, she said, the woman behind the table said, yeah, I'm sorry about that. I saw that she wrote in after I called the auction. We're going to give them to you. So we ended up with 4 1-day park copper passes. They're good for the next 2 years. One of the best things I've ever won. Yeah, it was awesome. What was really funny is when I got home, I had sent my wife a couple pictures of some of the things that were kind of going on, and I took a picture of one of the sheets, and it turns out that the woman who had bid first and who tried to cheat, when I said she had bid $75, she came back behind after three or four people had bid above that and changed the $75 to a
$95. Oh, yeah. Wow. I would not want to play cards with her.
No kidding.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. But yeah. Anyway, yeah. I was very excited to win, and I've been meaning to post it up on the boards. But we're very excited. It's been a couple few years since we were able to get back down, and this is an opportunity for us to head back again. But again, listen, I'm going to let somebody else have the floor. I've taken up enough of your time. I do want to hear your opinions on Tom Staggs. Thank you all so much, and y'all be blessed. And stay safe, those of us who are fighting in the snow. So.
You too, buddy. Stay safe out there, and congratulations on the tickets. And it's good to hear that the good guys won one. I like to hear
That's right.
Yeah. Thanks, folks.
Oh, you got to hear this. When I went to a silent auction many years ago, just like you, you know, you wait to the last minute sometimes and you put your little bid in, you know, nobody usually will get underneath you. Well, everybody was so excited. They were standing by your favorite thing. And I mean, just like a minute before, I had written my number down and we were all excited because each of us knew what we wanted. And I'm not kidding you. Right when the 7:30 mark was, when they were going to shut it down, they said, oh, because we weren't finished with this other event, we're going to keep it going for another 30 minutes. People were mad. They did not get nice reviews. I'm glad you got your tickets. That's awesome.
That's great.
That's it. Yeah, okay, I'm doing right now is I'm restarting the radio station. So we're going to drop the show for a second and go back in 1 second. So if you're on, hang tight.
Okay.
Okay, we are back. So we are going to continue from this point. Sorry about that. We had some folks that were not hearing the station for some reason. I know most of us were, but some people across the pond and in other places were not hearing us. We want to make sure everybody gets their chance to listen to the show. So we are back. And it's the snow. It's the quarter of an inch that we have on the ground right now. That's what
exactly. That's what's causing it.
All right. So now we're back and we're talking Disney and Masao can hear us. Cha-ching. We're back. We're live in Japan. That's what it's all about. We will do what we can always to get our friends in here, even if it means I don't know what I'm doing and I crash the podcast.
That sounds about right.
All right, and it wasn't Brian's fault. He just texted me and said he broke the station. Wasn't you, Brian? Great call. All right, so let's take it. We don't have much time. We have plenty, you know, we have enough time till the top of the hour, so we just wasted about 5 minutes, which I hate. So let's get to the next call. We have him right here, 407-413-9395. Who's joining us?
Hey, guys, I figured I'd hop on. It's Doug.
Hey,
what's
Doug.
Up, Doug?
Hi, Doug.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
Happy Valentine's Day to all of you.
Why, thank you, sir.
Oh, you too.
It's sweet. What I love about Disney, guys, you said from the last podcast, is this right here. I mean, look at everybody trying to find you guys again after we lost you.
That is true.
Hey, it makes you feel wanted.
They
you know,
just that's... thought we're giving away money. That's why.
We know that ain't happening. We're just giving away love, everybody, on these shows.
That's it. That's it. We're spreading the love here on Valentine's weekend, Magical Mouse Radio.
Exactly. But, yeah, I listened to that last show. And what I love about it, what I love about Walt Disney World, is the same thing I love about my wife. Every time I go there, it never lets me down. There's always so many things that are the same, but it's ever-changing. And it's just the feeling that you get when you get there. You got your old friends that are there. Like, it's a small world, pirates. But then they're adding new things, like the mine train. It's just the way you feel when you're there. But isn't it nice to have the old standbys every time you go back?
It is. I mean, I think that's one of the things I brought up, that there's a lot of change and there's always anticipation with something new has happened since I've been there, whether it's, you know, nowadays a change at Disney Springs. I want to see that, or, you know, some new restaurant or something, even a new entree at a restaurant or whatever. But, you know, like me, I know I can go on the Carousel of Progress or ride something like Big Thunder that's consistently the same, and it's like an old friend. I totally agree. And, Doug, I think you should work for Hallmark. You know, that you should write greeting cards.
Absolutely.
I'm going to try, Mike. Well, just what you're speaking of, the old with the new, I love Riverside. I had the Sasquatch River, the boat ride, that's going to bring me to the new Disney Springs. So I got the old to take me to the new.
That's true.
Nice.
Yes.
So, but no, guys, I can't believe all the trouble you had. Nobody realizes all the technical difficulties we go through to keep these things going, do they, Mike?
Oh, man, I'm a perfectionist, too, so that just bummed out my whole night. But I'm glad we're back. It could be worse, because if we didn't have a live show tonight, I wouldn't have slept for a week. So I'm glad we're back.
That's right.
So am I.
We're here, and we're ready to podcast. Yes.
There you go.
Yep.
Okay. But I will let you guys go. I wanted to jump in to make sure everything was working for you. I just wanted to wish you happy Valentine's.
Thank you. I wanted
to say, Mike, I'm sorry for your loss. I was praying for you.
I appreciate
that,
buddy.
And I hope everything's well with your family.
I saw that. And, you know, like I said earlier, it just stuff like that. You know, I know that you're a true friend, and, you know, it came right at the right time. So, man, I'd give you a big old man hug if I could. So I appreciate it, buddy.
I will be good, guys. Keep up, keep pushing out that love, and have a great day, guys.
You too,
have
buddy.
Good night.
So good to talk to you, Doug.
Bye-bye.
See you, Dennis.
Bye, Doug.
See you, Dennis.
Yeah, bye, Dennis. See you later.
I think he's gone. All righty. Give us a call. We are at, why does this thing keep popping up? 407-413-9395. It's a crazy night. We are going to blame it on the snow. Let's do that.
That's right. That's right.
And you got a little cold down the ATL, so, you know, something's
up. Everything. We're going to get ice and snow, supposedly. So, yeah.
All right. We'll phone lines wide open, 407-413-9395. Chatting in the chat room at friendfeed.com/BRGuestMike. And again, the chat room is on fire tonight. John's over there asking for special things to do in the spring, which he's just booked a trip. So drop by there. And the theme of tonight's live show. It's the love, I guess.
That's right.
It's the day after Valentine's.
What it is you love about Walt Disney World.
We have for Disney. Why we love it.
Yeah, just call in and let us know. You know, something obscure, like, you know, everybody loves Dole Whips, and everybody loves, you know, Ohana. But, you know, what's something that's kind of different that you love? So let us know that. All right, we have our next call on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, this is Scott from the capital city of Michigan, Lansing.
Hey, man.
Hey, Scott.
You're heartier than us. Hey. You know, you're laughing at us because we're just going to get a little snow, and it's a little cold.
I was just calling. I listen to you guys all the time. I talk to you, Mike, on social media a little bit, and I blog for Ricky's Mouse for Less.
He does as well.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, me and Elizabeth, my wife.
That's right. They write some awesome blogs. So if you haven't checked out what they write, go check out the blog at the Mouse for Less. I'm just saying. So,
but anyway,
yeah.
well, I was calling today, like, as everyone is experiencing, it is so cold outside right now. And
yes.
It was -12 when I went to work this morning.
Ooh.
And all I could think about was the podcast cruise, and I am just ready. Who else is ready for that?
Oh, yes.
Hang on. Days to go. Let me click it, because let me see. I haven't changed it. It's for July 10th. I always keep it for, like, the big deal. So 145 is where we're sitting at.
Sweet.
And also the podcast, the app will tell you even down to the second how long we have. So if you need that.
Nice.
Yes.
145 days ago. I am so ready.
Oh,
cannot wait.
Castaway Key twice, and you guys are going to get to meet my brother and sister-in-law because they just booked on the podcast cruise today. So
awesome.
You get to see some family.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool.
They have no idea.
Yeah,
well, Andy ran the marathon as a lizard.
That's right.
He ran the marathon with Paige, and his wife wasn't there, but she's going to be on the cruise with us. So some of you guys may know Andy. He kind of lurked around. He was at the Contemporary.
He
kind of was like... I know he's one of those people, and Scott, you probably going to get this because you listen to the show. It's like, I don't think anybody realizes, well, especially in our family, like, I think people think I go down here and talk into this microphone. And,
right.
Like, I'm just talking to my, like, talking to the wall. You know,
right.
But, like, when he went to the Contemporary and there were over, like, 100 people there, I think he was like, whoa, you know, I think somebody listened. There's other crazy nuts like Mike out there, so it'll be fun for him.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm looking forward to, because, like, we always just go, like, the three of us, my wife and our daughter and I, and like, we don't know anyone that's crazy Disney like us, so that's what I'm really looking forward to, just meeting, like, fellow Disney nerds like ourselves.
Absolutely.
It's going to be
great. It'll be fantastic.
Going to rock. It's going to be so much fun, because the thing is, like, we schedule a few formal things a day, and you can come to those or not come to those, because everybody has stuff going on, and Disney Cruise Line programs plenty of stuff on their own that's
absolutely
amazing. But the thing is, like, the best parts, and I think Ricky can back me up here, is that the informal stuff, the pizza at 11:30 at night, chilling by the pool, or back by, not Pluto's, but... what's that called there? I should know it. I go there so many times with the pizza by the slice. Flo's V8 Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
Flo's,
best times ever. I mean, that is the best time to sit in there because, you know, like we don't get to talk enough. And that's where you can just sit there. You have nothing else to do but talk. And it's
absolutely
just a blast.
Oh, and
exactly.
It's so much fun. You know, really, Mike's right. The informal stuff is more fun than the, you know, anything we plan, because the informal stuff is just the group getting together for just general fun and relaxation. And that's the best part. So, yeah, I'm so excited about it. It's so much fun to get to experience. So we're glad to have everybody that's coming along for BOGP Cruise 3.0. So
that's right.
It'll be fantastic.
Start working on your fish extender gifts now.
45 days seems kind of far away, but you know, it'll get here before we know it.
That's
right.
We
have like another trip even planned. Like, we just got back in January, and we're going to take my in-laws again in May. So.
Awesome.
You know, that will pass the time quickly before we get here.
Yes.
And there'll be lots of things going on, too. I know Florence and I have been talking about fish extenders, and we got to get that started here soon, too.
Oh.
So I know, the fish extenders.
That's when you know you're getting close, because I put it off to the last minute.
I know, they're so much fun, but then they're also like so, like, you feel so panicked, like, oh my goodness, what am I gonna make?
Scott, if you need to do fish extenders, go to Pinterest, and there's plenty of ideas there.
Elizabeth will be able to figure something out. She'll be able to figure something out if you guys want to participate in the fish extender thing. But yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's so much fun, the cruise. I cannot wait. So
cool. Yeah, I just wanted to, like I said, I was kind of daydreaming about it earlier, like in this terrible weather. You know, nothing sounds better than cruising right now with good friends. So
it's gonna be worth every minute, man. I can't wait to sail with you, and it's gonna be a blast. And you know, you stay warm up in Michigan, because you're, like I said, man, you're dealing with the real hardcore stuff. We're just kind of wimps down here in St. Louis.
Yes, right. It's kind of crazy here. We had a little bit of snow. It's just the temperatures now. It's just, oh my god, it's just terrible. It's like -30 wind chills this morning. Oh. Crazy.
I can't even comprehend that. That's incredible.
Debbie, that's what I call punch you in the face cold. You walk out your door, it's like you're just getting sucker punched.
Oh, absolutely. Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what it's like.
Yep.
All right, well, I just wanted to say hi to you guys and tell you I was excited for the cruise, and
awesome.
Can't wait to meet you guys and have a good rest of the live show.
That's right. All right. So, hey, give us a call back every month, man, because you got me dreaming about the dream, and I can't wait.
That's right.
Talk to you later, bud. Stay safe.
Night, guys.
Be good.
Bye.
I just stole a Doug-ism. I said, be good.
Oh, no.
I'm going to be like Doug.
Oh.
negative 30.
Oh my gosh. It's been that cold here. Last year it got down to negative 30 wind chill, and it is just like a sucker punch in the nose when you walk. I mean, you take two steps outside. It's like,
I mean, you go to up above the Arctic Circle in the wintertime. That was cold. So that's what I'm trying to compare it to. It's just incredible.
Oh, it's so miserable. Oh, yes, it is. So miserable.
All right. We have our next caller on the line calling from tomorrow in the middle of the night, actually. We have our good friend Malcolm. How's it going, sir?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Malcolm.
last time I said good evening, and Stark is saying good morning this time.
That's right. You're calling from the future, buddy.
I know, future. Well, my family said to me, you're ringing the radio station tonight. I've got to ring them tonight. Got to ring the guys tonight.
Now that we have our feedback up and rolling, I don't know what was going on, but thanks for sticking with us.
I know. I just got myself a brand new phone last week, so I suddenly realized I had no Skype and no Live 365. So I was panicking and having to do all the apps before you actually was online. And I panicked. I've done them wrong. So.
So what's going on?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's we've had no snow in the UK. Well, not our part in Kent. We're in the south part of England, so we've had no snow at all. So we're hoping for a bit of snow. All the children in the UK are on this half term this week, so we'll spend a bit of time with them this week as well. And the Derbies, our friends, are in Florida at the moment. Hi, if you're listening this evening. So I wish we was out there as well this time to meet up with them again. Obviously, it's a shame we can't be out there this time, but trying to book a trip to Disneyland Paris for sometime in May at the moment, if we can.
Nice. Yes, I saw the Darby's first move. Jenny posted that her first thing she did at Orlando International was go to Chick-fil-A. She put a big bag of Chick-fil-A on Twitter. And then, that was yesterday, I believe. And today she posted a great picture of these cast member appreciation cards she was giving out, which I retweeted. My feed. I think that's a great idea.
I saw that. I was thinking when I saw Chick-fil-A today, I thought, I need Panda Express. Desperately need Panda Express, but we don't have it in this country.
I love Panda Express. I do. Their orange chicken is to die for.
Mother from another mother. I know. Orange chicken is the best. Oh, it's so lovely. Boston Airport. Oh, I've got to go back there just for the chicken. It's absolutely brilliant. But I understand you're asking everybody what they love about.
Yeah, obscure stuff. You know, right? Besides like Ohana and the big stuff. I mean, what's something that's kind of off the radar for most people that you like or love?
Mine is got to be Future World music. I love it. And I always try to listen on the radio. It's really good. I love listening to that music. It's just, I never get bored with it at all.
I'm the same way because I thought about dropping Future World Friday this past Friday and doing the love song stuff all day Friday, but I can't do it because it's weird because a lot of that stuff is instrumental and very synthetic type music with lots of synthesizers and stuff, but And again, it's a connection maybe with my memories of Epcot because that plays as the soundtrack, but it's very positive and it's very optimistic sounding music along with that future kind of sound to it. But I think it's a great fit for a Friday morning because like you're excited that it's Friday. You know, Fridays aren't that hard because, you know, the weekends are on the corner. And I just love like when I'm shaving and getting out of the shower and getting ready. Future World Friday, because the computer sits right next to my downstairs bathroom here. So when I'm getting ready, I just crank up the radio station. And on Fridays, I got to have that stuff. So I'm right with you, Malcolm. That stuff, that is some of the best music at Walt Disney World, if not the absolute best.
But for me, it's lunchtime for me. That's where I listen to. I go into the kitchen and it's in the office and I listen to Future World. That people say to me, what are you listening to? What are you listening to?
I didn't think about that. We're Future World Afternoon over in Europe.
Yeah, I must admit that was strange last year when I was in Florida last year when I rang you guys. That was weird. I just couldn't believe we was actually on the same timeline after all this time. So, but no, Future World. I always think of the very futuristic uniforms the staff had when they first opened Epcot. That must have been amazing being on the first day in 82. It must have been amazing.
Yeah, I can't imagine what that was like because Epcot was so unique that, you know, you go there basically on faith, I guess, you know, in the first year because, you know, you knew what you're getting at the Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World because it was modeled after Disneyland. But Epcot, you know, you're standing outside the gates in October of 82 and you're kind of just like, you know, what's beyond these gates? You know, what am I going to do? Am I going to ride rides? Am I going to see shows? Am I going to learn something? You know, what's going on? That'd have been neat.
The funny thing, my wife and I, Michelle, we first went to Florida in 1992, and I didn't go on Spaceship Earth for the first time because I read a sign saying if you suffer from motion sickness, don't go on it. you know, so I never realized how silly I was that day. You know, it's such an easy ride to be on, but I unfortunately get really on rides too fast, and I was dreading it, so we didn't go. And it wasn't until 4 years later in 96 we went again, and they said, no, it's fine, have a go on it. It's brilliant, one of my favorite rides.
Yeah, you'd be pretty prone to motion sickness if that ride got you. I mean, it doesn't do a whole lot.
Seven Dwarfs Mine Train was a complete experience for me last year. Completely was. Wow.
So did you like it?
No, not at all. Not at all. My wife said to me, I think I came off and had two paracetamol straight away. I was so ill. I just didn't feel well at all. I'm a wuss on rides. I'm sorry.
Well, it kind of moves on more than one axis. Oh, the teacups. Forget that. I don't do those. I just watch. I know my limitations.
No, it's not good at all.
I'll always get on there with somebody that wants to spin it 100 miles an hour, even if I'm like, okay, I'll go on it with you, but don't spin the thing. And then,
I'll spin it. It's going. It's going around.
I can't imagine that, Ricky.
I'll spin it. Don't tempt me.
No, thanks.
Well, look, guys, I'll let you, because obviously it's a short show, so I won't get on too long, but I just wanted to ring you and say hi, and good to speak to you again, and hope to speak to you next month.
All right, Malcolm, thank you so much, sir, and good talking to you, and I hope you have a great Monday, and hopefully we can talk to you next month.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you all the shows, guys. My commute now is only sort of 8 minutes now to work, so... But even the Wednesday show takes ages to listen to now completely. So, but no, thanks for all the shows, and hope to speak to you soon, and take care, everybody.
All right. Take care, Malcolm. Have a great day.
Bye,
thank
Malcolm.
You.
All the best.
Bye,
Malcolm. Take care. Bye.
All the best, buddy.
Bye.
Bye.
I love hearing from
Malcolm. That's so cool.
That is. I mean, he seriously stays up to the middle of the night to give us a call. That's crazy.
He does.
That's
so
awesome. That's crazy. Sweet. Crazy awesome is what that is.
By the way, Masayo, I answered your question in the friend feed. Sorry, I didn't realize
she said
what you
something
were
about
me.
Downton Abbey or something.
No. She was asking when the March Madness will be announced, and so it'll be. We're picking the names on February 23rd, so they'll be announced on the 23rd on Facebook and such. So,
and the Be Argus podcast website.
Right, exactly. So, but I thought her question was a different question before, so I just wanted to make sure she heard that it would be announced on February 23rd.
Well, that's good for everybody to know.
Are you sure?
You know, yes. We're in between calls here, so let's just kind of get out the March Madness thing. Well, everybody, we got a lot of people tuned in here and in the chat room tonight, so we came up, we want to kind of spice up March, and it's actually going to be our 7th anniversary in March.
Oh, wow.
The very beginning
that's
of March.
Crazy.
I know, right?
Isn't that nuts? We've been doing this for 7 years, but it's cool that you guys always take the time to listen. So we want to make, this is all of our show. You know, we talk about, you guys come on every Monday, talk about your trips, and every Wednesday it's your questions, and on Friday it's always topics that you guys, inspire and give us to talk about. So we thought, we like our Friday panel shows, but we want to have you guys as part of the panel and part of the discussion. So every Friday in March, we're going to pick somebody on February 23rd and let you know on the 24th who those people are. And we've already had over 100 people,
crazy,
I think,
awesome.
put their name in the hat. And the best way to do that is just drop by facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And there is a pinned thread at the top, and just say, hey, I want to be in the contest, or, I'd love to host the show or something. We've had people post resumes. You don't have to do that, but it's totally random. It's totally
thoughtful.
They're like, fun ones. They're not serious. So, or at least I don't think.
They're trying to take my job. I'm getting insecure. I'm going to take my computer and go home. It's pretty cool to see the response, and again, I was talking to Pam about this last night. We were driving to dinner for Valentine's Day. I was like, I feel bad because, 100 people now have submitted and we can only pick 4. Like, I want all 100 people to come on the show, but it's feasibly, it's not possible, but we'll do this again. But
absolutely,
we'll pick 4 and we'll go in March and have a good time. And so again, drop by facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And we have a couple people that aren't on Facebook that their names are in the hat as well. So just if you're not on Facebook, just send me a message on Twitter, or you could just email me, mike@BeOurGuestPodcast.com. We'll get you in there too.
Yep.
We'll assign you a number.
That's right.
But you do have to be available on early Monday evenings. That's when that's when the magic happens.
And early Monday evenings, so people know, is about 6:30 somewhere around there.
Eastern,
yes.
No, it's about, that is. It's around there. It's very close to there. I'm pretty rigid because I got to eat.
Yes, Mike's got to eat. He's got to get fed.
I get
fed,
cranky
trust
if
me.
I don't
an angry
eat.
Mike, a hungry Mike is an angry Mike, so it's not good.
That's true. That's true. So we hope you get on with us. It'd be a lot of fun. So, All right, so let's keep the calls coming. 407-413-9395. Lots of people in the chat room at friendfeed.com/BeOurGuestMike. So drop by there. And hungry doesn't make for good podcasting. You are so right, Mindy.
No, it does not.
Now, see, I'm happy tonight. I'm pumped because I just had my dinner. You know, but of course I'm having an allergic reaction to it. But it's
all good. That's okay. I mean, you know, as long as you're not dying during the middle of it, we should be fine.
I'm trying to see here. Some of the folks have put in the chat room. The chat room is moving so fast tonight.
It's fantastic.
So, the things that people love. Joanne, our good friend Joanne Griffith from down in Florida, who was bragging about her weather earlier, so I almost had to ban her from the chat room. But I was benevolent and left her in. She says she loves the Sanaa bread service. And I've never had that, but everybody.
Never had it either, but I hear just rave reviews about it. So,
Is bread service just like different kinds of breads and different kinds of dips? Is that what it is, basically?
Yeah, it's like non-bread. And then you can dip it in different kinds of, you know, the different dips that they have. They're like, you can choose the option between 3, or they have an option of 9. And most people like to do the 9. So, yeah.
And who is this? It cut out.
It's Sanaa. It's Sanaa.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I think we have a call directly from Walt Disney World. I think. Let's check. Oh, I hear background noise, so this is probably live from Walt Disney World. I think it's our good friend Keith. What's up, Keith?
Hey, Mike.
What's up, buddy?
Hey. I got on the Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, man, you're killing me.
How about y'all can hear?
You having fun?
I can barely hear y'all. I don't know if y'all can hear all the noise.
Sounds exciting.
Are you having fun?
Oh, yeah, it's probably the most crowded I've ever seen it. We've been at Christmas time. The waits are crazy.
We're having a lot of fun. Because it's Christmas weekend, so, yeah, that makes sense. Oh. Yikes. But at least you're having fun, so that's the part that matters. So.
Yes, the new queue for Peter Pan was really awesome. We got on the mine train after an hour's wait, and it was only an hour into the day.
Great. That's fantastic.
I can't wait to see that new queue. I have not seen it yet in person. I can't wait to see that.
Y'all are breaking up on me a little bit.
Yeah, you're breaking up just a little. But I saw the picture you posted of the family going through the Peter Pan queue, so that looked pretty neat.
Yeah, I haven't been able to post much on Facebook or Twitter. It must be driving a little over my phone as well.
All right, well, Keith, we're going to cut you loose because you're breaking up and it's kind of noisy, but thanks for the call, buddy, and keep having fun.
Yeah, have so much fun.
Have fun, Keith.
All right, you have a good trip.
Take care, buddy. Okay. Good talking to you. We'll talk to you next month.
Bye, Keith.
Bye, Keith.
Bye, Keith. All right, reporting live from Walt Disney World. That's our one-man art
so
department.
Awesome. I totally can hear the, you know, Buzz Lightyear music. That's so fantastic.
All right.
He need to get right up next to the animatronic Buzz.
All right. I can't wait to go to the new Peter Pew. Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Peter Pew.
It looks so awesome, that queue.
Oh,
and,
man.
You know, I don't even want to stand in the queue, but I will, you know. I mean, at least now it won't be as completely miserable to stand in, which before it was just torture. So, yeah.
Oh, gosh. It was ridiculous. Yeah.
And Joanne just updated us on the bread service at Sanaa. 3 choices of 5 breads and 9 dips.
Wait, there's 5 breads? I thought there was just non-bread.
She says. I would trust Joanne when it comes to
I would trust Joanne,
like
too. I thought it was only non-bread. So
I don't even know what non-bread is. It says 3 choices of 5 breads. What's non-bread? You're talking like N-O-N hyphen
N-A-A-N.
Non.
I don't know if I'm saying it right. I think I am, but it's bread. It's like flat.
We're not
I'm foodies. So Midwest. I don't know.
I know. We have no idea what that stuff means.
Non. Yeah, that's right. John, am I saying it right? I hope. It's like flatbread. Yeah, exactly.
I thought flatbread was like a pizza. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, yeah, but I mean.
So it's like it's like a pizza crust?
Kind of, sort of. Yes.
You got to relate everything back to the basics, people, with us.
I know. And Julie, yes, drinking chocolate is fantastic, but.
It's amazing they let us on a cruise ship.
I know. It's just amazing they let us out of the house, man. I'm telling you.
where can I get a good hamburger on this ship? Anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty much Mike's question.
I actually like fine food, but I just eat it, you know, like.
Or Adam's question of what is this tomato soup and a little.
We have a good time on the cruise, man. If you're cruising with us, I'm telling you, you're going to have a blast. Just sit back and enjoy the show because it never stops. And I love Jim's picture. He posted in our friend feed room there of the love is in the air picture with the Be Our Guest podcast t-shirts. That's awesome. So I love that. Perfect for tonight.
Absolutely.
And the Dole Whip as well, which looks so stinking good right now. All right. So other things people are saying they love, and you can give us a call 407-413-9395. And so glad to have so many people in the chat room. Hey to Stu. He's been in here tonight. We appreciate that. Let's see here. So there's a quick one. Julie loves the lizards. Woo, woo. We love the lizards, man.
Lizards.
We're racking up some miles. Trying to see. There was a good one I just missed. Oh, it's Mark's about. Our chat room goes way too fast.
I know.
It's a good thing. It's like you get talking about something, boom, it's gone. He was talking about the bass fishing.
Oh, yeah.
There it is. He loves bass fishing at Walt Disney World. It's peaceful. You get great views of the Magic Kingdom, the resorts, and the monorail. The only downside is getting up early.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, think about how early the guy who's in the scuba gear under your boat has to get up to put those fish on your hook. That's what I always say.
Oh, no kidding, right?
I don't think that's actually happening, but that's a nice thought.
And Mandy says she loves the music from Animal Kingdom Lodge, some of her favorite music to listen to because it reminds her of her trips when she stayed there. She says she feels so at home there, and it brings tears to her eyes when she hears the music. I agree. It's good stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
It is. And our good friend John was talking about how he's never stayed at Animal Kingdom Lodge before, and I would definitely encourage him to give that a shot. He said he hasn't been to Animal Kingdom Lodge and also Sanaa. So give it a shot. I love that resort. I think we're going to stay there for two nights.
Fantastic.
I can't keep this chat room cracks me up. But yes, stay there. It's so unique. And Jim's cracking me up with his Christmas gifts of Disney soaps.
Awesome.
Did you see that? That's so distracting. You guys crack me up. Oh, yay, mommy.
I was sitting out underneath my cabinets today in the bathroom, and I had these huge baggies.
Oh, you don't even want to know how many baggies I have full of.
I know all these soaps and shampoos, so I was going to donate them to a women's shelter.
That's a good idea.
I want to give them to somebody that will use them. And, you know, women's shelters, when they leave for emergencies, they don't take all this stuff.
Right.
So I thought, man, I'm going to tie them up with tons of stuff. So
that's a fantastic idea.
I have so much.
That's my dad's idea.
Oh,
yeah.
The closet right behind me has so much of that stuff. It's ridiculous. I have it like over the years. It's almost like a soap museum from Walt Disney World. Because it changes every couple of years.
Yeah,
it changes every couple of years. And that's going to be my next business.
Absolutely.
The Florissant Disney Soap Museum.
What I'm doing, I make a big shadow box. I had one, and for some reason, I bought this massive shadow box. It was on sale for, like, super cheap. And I've got, like you said, all the different soaps. It's funny to see how they've changed over the years.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put those inside the shadow box as well, just kind of sprinkled around.
Oh, cool.
Debbie, I think that Dennis is Dennis from Indiana is partially blaming us for the high prices on the resort rooms each night because of the soap scandal. We're taking too much soap. Actually, what we do, we bring our own soap so we can keep the Disney soap and bring it home.
Yep.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I use my Suave when I'm on vacation. It's like 99 cents for like, you know, 3 gallons
the
of
huge,
it.
Yeah, exactly. The huge bucket of Suave.
I bring home the Disney stuff. We have problems. We have serious problems.
Oh, yes,
people.
We do. Yes.
Well, I learned something from Michelle, our friend Michelle, is that she brings her own little pump soap. And that's really cool, too, because every now and then I have to break open one of those soaps. That would just broke my heart every time I had to open one up. Because I'm like, oh, but I got to have a soap to wash my hands. But she taught me to bring a little teeny pump soap. So not only is it good for you, since you can just take it with you and then use whatever you need and stick it back in your suitcase or the baggie.
Our chat room, man. We're all soap hoarders. That's what I'm learning tonight. We're all Disney soap hoarders. Like, seriously, everybody's doing this. No wonder. Dennis is onto it. The rooms would probably be like $89 a night if we didn't take all the soap. Oh, man.
That's why we don't have any fancy napkins. It's because of all the soap hoarders.
That's it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Jen's got it. We're all clean, though, because we use our soap. That's true. That is very true. But true. I still go and buy stuff at the store. Pam did tell me one day, she's like, you don't need to buy soap until you're like 69 because you have enough soap down in that bathroom downstairs. You will. But I'm like, I can't use it all. It's like, right. I can't. It's only for special occasions.
Exactly.
Anyway. Okay. All right. So, yeah, I think we need to. We are. This is terrible. So give us a call, people. 407-413-9395. And Stuart's right. Best gifts are the soap and the park maps because those change all the time.
Absolutely.
So give us a call. What do you want to talk about? We don't have to talk about soap.
Soap.
Or park maps. We could talk about what's going to happen over at the Speedway. We could talk about Disney Springs. We could talk about Be Our Guest.
Yeah.
Lunch. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Yeah. That's,
we're going to talk about that on Friday, I think.
Oh. But are we now?
I think we may.
All right. Nice. Sounds good.
News to you, right?
Yes, it is. Shows how much I pay attention to the Google Doc.
That's true. That is true. Oh, and Teresa brings up a great point. And I love Teresa because she's like me. With the soaps you get on the Disney Cruise Line. Now, those, you talk about only using on special occasions. Yes. I still have a tube of H2O soap that you get on the Disney Cruise Line, like in my shower caddy. It's been there since the first podcast cruise. I think I've used it like 3 times. Just because I like seeing the Mickey head and the Disney Cruise Line like signage on it.
Absolutely.
I think I've used it like when I get in a pinch, like I'm totally out of everything. Like I'll squeeze a little out of there and use it. But
just like the tiniest portion. Too.
Exactly.
Not even, like, you're not using like a whole lot. You're like, okay, how much can I absolutely get away with using?
this is okay. Are we recording this? I hope.
Yes. Yes, we are. This is going to go out on the air.
This is so sad.
It already is. So.
All right, so Brian's asking Ricky, what do you think about Tom Staggs and his promotion up the corporate ladder there with Disney?
Okay, so let's put it this way. I think that this is a good promotion in a way because really I think it was up to him. It's to get this top spot. I think it's really up to between him and Jay Rizzullo. Let's be honest. I think that's the two that it's up against. I've heard rumors about how the board may want to try to get John Lasseter up there, which, whoa, if they could do that, that would be fantastic.
Yes, it would.
And the best option that they could do. Unfortunately, I don't think that's going to happen. I think we're stuck choosing between Tom Staggs and Jay Rizzullo. So out of those two, I think that we definitely have the better choice in Tom Staggs. I think he cares a little bit more about the parks. It is, I think, in part because of him that we have the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Because before it was supposed to be those, princess meet and greet things. And I think he took over in that time period and he saw the plans and he's like, there's nothing for my boys to do. I think that's the rumor that I heard is what happened. So that's why Seven Dwarfs Mine Train got built in a way, so we can thank him for that. So with that in mind, I think that he does have the parks a little bit more in mind than Jay Rizzullo did. Jay Rizzullo seems more like a money guy from everything that I understand, and not that Tom Staggs isn't and wasn't, because he does have a financial background. I just think he's got more of the creative aspect to him than Jay Rizzullo did or does. So I think that it's the better choice. Would I like to see someone more creative in the position? Of course I would. I would love to see John Lasseter in that position, but I just don't think it's going to happen. But I guess Tom Staggs is the best choice for where we're at right now.
Well, too, and John mentions this in the chat room that, I think we're all definitely Team Lasseter because of his creativity and just his story. Like he bleeds Disney. I believe he grew up in Disneyland, worked his way through. I think that's awesome, but he makes a good point that doesn't necessarily make you a great COO, CEO, anything like that.
I've kind of wondered, and it's something that plagues me every once in a while, and it's something that I wonder. The parks really seemed to do very well when there were two people in charge, Walt and Roy and Michael Eisner and Frank Wells. So to me, that's when the parks really seemed, you had someone who could be creative and someone who was very mindful of the money in a way. And in a way, I kind of wish it would go back to that. I kind of wish that there was someone that was really creative at the top and then someone who was there to kind of go, let's pull it back just a little. I do wish that we had that really super creative person in that position. Because I think it's necessary in the theme park industry. But that's also not very popular with the Wall Street industry. So, you know, they have to keep that in mind too. So that's why I think it's going to go to Staggs, because I think that he can, in a way, walk that fine line with the money and the vision for the park. You know, just from what I've kind of seen from him. You know, so, but I would love to see a two-pronged system again. I think that would be
now, I think you ideal. Stumbled onto something there, because, I mean, think about it. That was exactly how it all started with Roy and Walt, you know, because
exactly.
You could let, and this is what John says, you know, let, or somebody else, the chat room's kind of going fast, but, you know, let the creative people create, you know, and that's like Johnny Ives over at Apple. You know, he's creative. He comes up with products. He's got that just crazy outside the box thinking. You know, he can see 10 years down the road where a lot of people are looking at the black and white, the numbers for the next quarter, the next year, you know, and if you're not constrained to worry about the financials, you know, of course you got to rein him in, just like Roy tried to rein in Walt, you know, all
right,
the time.
Right, of course. I mean, yeah, you can't have somebody just completely.
But when you have that duplicity, though.
Nuts,
yeah, exactly. But when you have that, though, you have, you know, you kind of have the best of both worlds, you know, because you have somebody that is super creative and can deliver things that, because, I mean, let's face it, that's a gift to have creativity like that. Not everybody has it, you know, and not everybody has kind of like that golden touch that they can, you right. know, it's kind of like a Steve Jobs, like just that drive that right. few people have, like Walt, you know, there's few people, Lasseter may have that, you know, and I think that a good person would, you know, like you said, team up and say, hey, man, this is, I see that you're great at this and I'm going to bring you up as high as I can. And you know what, let me take care of the, you know, crossing the T's and dotting the I's, and you do your thing. And, you know, for the good of the company, you know, everybody succeeds. I think you're onto something there.
Absolutely. But, you know, I think the way that the way that Wall Street goes, or the way that, you know, industries are nowadays, they don't like to have the two top dog type thing, because they, maybe it's seen as a weakness. I don't know. But for the creativity standpoint, I mean, to me, that's a no-brainer. You've got to have someone who can be creative as well as someone who can pull the purse strings a little bit. And I don't think that, you know, one person can do that, because I think that they're too focused on the financial aspects of it to be super creative about things. I mean, yes, they can be creative, but to completely go blue sky just off the wall, they can't, you know, they have that mentality of
be safe. It's a safe
right
mentality.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I live with Brian, he's fiscally responsible, you know. So I mean, I get it, you know, and I'm more of the dreamer in a way, and, you know, although sometimes he comes up with some crazy ideas. You should ask him about his Great Clips idea, but anyway.
I've got an idea too.
That's why Walt and Roy were so successful, because each of them had their gifts, and you needed both of those gifts to pull together. Like, personally speaking, that the head guy, that George guy, I call him the anti-Walt. I don't see him having Walt's vision. I don't see him having Walt's drive. I don't see him having Walt inside of him. But hopefully, with these other two, that those will be able to pair up together to really keep Walt in the picture a lot more.
I agree. I mean, we'll just have to see what the future holds. I mean, the good news is, like you said, you know, Staggs is a parks guy, you know, or at least he's not disconnected. I mean, you could put somebody that's really Hollywood centered, you know, and only worried about, you know, ABC and ESPN and stuff like that. Then I think the parks would be in trouble. But I mean, you got to see is anybody has to see that the parks are a cash cow. I mean,
right.
You take care of the parks take care of you. And I know there's so many divisions within Disney now, it's crazy.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
it's not the same that it was, clearly, you know, I mean, but the parks, you're right, they are the cash cow in a way. You know, they're the ones that are really raking in the money. So you've got to think about that, and you've got to think about, you know, what's going to be the best for the parks too. So, yeah, it's tough. I know. And yeah, like what Jen said, you know, with what Universal is pushing out, you know, Walt Disney World needs the attention, and stuff like that, you know, because Universal is pushing out a lot. And
I think it's coming,
coming. Yeah, I don't know. Did you listen to the to Wedway this week where they interviewed Sam Genoway?
Yes.
And they talked. Oh, that was a fantastic interview.
Show. Yes. I had no idea about that stuff.
Absolutely not. And I really must get that book because Sam Genoway did a book about, it's, I forget what it's called, Universal versus Disney, I believe is what
it's called.
And I've got to get that book because it just seems like it's a fantastic read because it talks all about, you know, Universal and their thought process with Disney. And it's just, it really is a fantastic read. So, from what I can tell. So I've got.
Uh-oh. Sounds like we just lost. Oh, we lost you there. So yeah, it's definitely check that. It's this week's Wedway Now episode over there. So check that out on the Wedway Radio feed.
Yes, that's it.
All right. Well, you know what? We're going to call it a night because we're a little bit over time, and this thing is just we're having all kinds of issues tonight with Live 365. And I want to sincerely apologize to everybody that we were having trouble at the beginning of the show, and we seem to have a couple of issues here at the end of the show. But we'll get it all worked out for March. I promise you. It's, you know, Ricky, I think it's the thought of you being Cupid here on Valentine's weekend that is just too much for the station.
I know. I've got my arrow pointed in the right direction. Yes,
and thanks to Marcy for putting that out earlier this week. I almost spit my soda out when I saw that on Twitter.
That's so awesome.
I almost choked, actually. So a lot of fun. That's why I love you guys. You guys are all, because you seriously, just one tweet or just a text message or anything, you guys make my week and all the time. So just I don't get to say that enough to everybody tuned in tonight and everybody's listening on Thursday or, you know, a year from now when you discover the podcast. You know, thanks for always taking the time and going on this journey with us because it is an absolute blast for us. And 100%. It's so cool. So, you know, it's a pleasure to broadcast for you guys and it's an honor to be in your lives. So just thank you. I hope you're having a great night.
Oh, so much fun. Yes.
All right. Well, let's sign it out. Yep. And so let's don't forget, everybody, that tonight's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. So we really, really want you to support the folks over at the Magic for Less. And when you book that next trip, let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast, because that means a lot to them because we want to throw as much, you know, traffic as we can to them. And it makes them know that this podcast is a good thing, you know, and it's you guys have supported them so much over the years. And we truly appreciate that because without the Magic for Less, we couldn't do the show. And it's a real reciprocal type thing. So thank you so much. And the next time you're headed to Disneyland, Walt Disney World, or sailing with the Disney Cruise Line, give a shot over with one of the great travel agents over at the Magic for Less. And check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Give us a follow on Twitter. We're at Be Our Guest Mike. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And of course, join the forums. Brian was talking about it earlier over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. The next live show is going to come your way. It's very simple. When it's February, unless it's a leap year, the March live show is on the same night. So it'll be on March 15th.
Easy,
yeah, it's pretty simple.
For those who are always wondering when the next live show will be, it is always in now that I'm fixing the website. Always going to be listed on the website as well. So if you're ever wondering when it is, go check out BeOurGuestPodcast.com.
And it's always the third Sunday. So there you go.
That's true. But I'm just saying, if they forget that it's the third Sunday and they need to know what the date is.
That's right. That's, yeah, and sometimes we forget ourselves. So, you know.
Yes. I may have been guilty about that once or twice.
It is the Ides of March. Oh, my gosh. The station will not work. Thanks, John.
I love the Ides of March. It's my favorite. I don't know why. It's such a weird random reason. I don't know.
We might have to skip a week. No, I don't know. We'll figure it out. We had enough trouble on Valentine's Day when everything's supposed to work.
And the day before is Pie Day. You gotta eat pie. Hello.
That's it. 3.14, baby. Anyway, we're gonna duck out of here and wish you a great week. If you're listening on Thursday, you're almost to the weekend. And just thank everybody for the support. We love doing the show and we couldn't do it without you. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great Sunday night. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.